Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I'm conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
And do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
Can I just say neutral? Help! Where's the dog?
I say disapprove then. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
Let's see. I guess I approve.
And thank you so much for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, would you say things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
I mean, it depends on what issue, but
generally,
on the right track.
Okay.
Generally speaking, at this point.
And would you say, if you don't mind me asking, would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
Virginia. Let's say it's on the right track.
Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Yes, I would consider a southern state. That's all I could find, Robert.
And how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I guess that depends on where you live. I think it's good.
And thinking only about local public schools, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
And would you say that things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
Generally speaking, for everybody, probably on the wrong track.
Okay. And thank you again
for
your patience. Now, Virginia is considering a legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, and fees and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill? A great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. Now, supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
Oppose.
And given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? That is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
And do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
They should or not.
And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best schools regardless of their race, gender, or income?
They should, yeah.
Or should not. Okay. And thank you again for your patience.
They should be able to.
And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
They should.
Now, in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth of possession and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regular market for the sale of it. Since that time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana, black market drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal, regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Would you support it or oppose it?
Support it.
if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure, priority, or other preference should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
Maybe it should.
And do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
No, I oppose that.
And do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children? Support it or oppose it?
Support.
Okay. And do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preference, sexual orientation, or gender identity?
Can you see the first part again? What am I?
Sure. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preference, sexual orientation, or gender identity?
I oppose.
Okay.
I oppose.
And thank you again for your patience. You're doing great. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care in substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There is a moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate?
It's good.
Do you want me to mark down for you, is good? The first one, access care in my community, is good.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Now, right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or is it not a priority?
Medium.
Now, one idea that has been offered is that state budget proposal is to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept? Do you strongly support it?
I don't know what the money is going to, but sure, I support it.
I strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat.
Now, I would like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to the Virginia 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support this plan?
It doesn't change. I don't know. I mean, it just depends.
Well, if you had to choose today, would you lean towards more likely or lean towards less likely to support the plan?
Less likely.
Now, it includes $9 million to support mental health patients, transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support that plan?
Less likely.
And this plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for schools aged students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
It includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I don't know what those are. So what kind of unit?
This would be crisis stabilization units across Virginia.
Well, we'll see less likely.
Okay. And thank you for your time and patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now, the plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opiate crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poison among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Now, it also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
And having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding in mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would now support it or oppose it.
Support it.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat.
Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right? Should or should not?
They should.
And do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information, home, phone number, address, email to union organizers? Should or should not?
They should.
And union have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than 1.5 of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election? Should or should not? Okay.
It should.
And once a union is formed, it can be a place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new one, a new union?
They should.
Okay. And the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. In 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resource Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose reappealing this law?
I support.
And the federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their income higher. Virginia does not do it. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
They should.
In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democratic, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
And what is your age? Are you between 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, or older than 65?
35, 40.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black,
White.
African-American? Okay, thank you very much. And do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
I do.
And my last question, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Female.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You enjoy your weekend. Thank you very much.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.